Let's go ahead.
Start.
No.
What's this thing here about?
I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I would like to read a thing from Commissioner Hagler. He requests to be excused from the public hearing on the budget. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion he be excused for being out of town on business.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
He's noticed. Citizens, thank you for coming to provide comments on the 14-15 budget for the town. The town's department heads have presented a budget which supports the town council's desires to maintain or enhance the town's service levels while meeting the goal of not increasing fees and taxes. As I am not in attendance, I intend to listen to the entire meeting prior to the council meeting so that I can hear the citizens' comments in person. Please speak up clearly so that I can be able to hear your comments. If you have a significant concern or issue, I encourage you to email me at my town email as well. In closing, I would like to compliment the town staff as our budgeting process has continued to improve and shows both the detail of the budget and the financial strength of the town, respectively, David Hager. All right. And we're going to open the meeting. Purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed fiscal year 14-15 budget, which includes the following highlights. One, no increase in the property tax rate for town or town fees. Two, no changes in the type or level of services provided by the town. Three, merit increase of 3.5 to reward employees who are performing above expectations. And four, cost of living adjustment of 1.5 for all full-time employees. Notice of this public hearing was posted at Town Hall and on Town website on May 21st, 2014 and was published in the Island Gazette May 21st and May 28th, 2014. Do I have any public comments? No? All right. Harlan?
Close the hearing.
Yeah, you have to close it.
Okay. I'd like to have a motion to close this public hearing.
I move we close the hearing.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And then we'll have the council discussion.
I'm actually going to hand something out. What I really need to go through is some changes we have to make to the budget that was presented May 20th. For a variety of reasons, I guess. And it's not really significant changes, but
this kind of
summarizes it. And I'll also put up here so anybody else can also see it.
Now, how long do you think we'll do without this privilege tax?
The thing is passed.
Yes, passed. It's state law somewhere.
That's not what I asked you. They said that they're going to pay us back. That's what I was asking.
There's been nothing.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
Well, what I want to run through, I guess, is just a couple changes that we need to make to the budget. And I guess bottom line, I'll start with the general fund. It really affects two funds, the general fund and then also the beach protection fund. And this is how the changes are going to affect the revenue for the general fund. So, started out what I presented to you a couple weeks ago. The first item on there is to actually appropriate some of our general fund balance. And what's being appropriated is 3/4 of the payments that the businesses made for the parking lot, because they really pertain to next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes out, will be coming out of the fund balance. The next thing is, due to the passage of the session law 2014-3, totally doing away with our privilege license revenue. So that's the $4,500. And then when we get to the expense side, there's also a little change with the fire department and lifeguards. And due to that, it actually will bring down our budgeted TVA reimbursement request. So Well, the net of all that is it actually lowers our general fund budget by $1,986. So that's the impact on the revenue side. So I'm not sure if anyone has any questions.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
So the next part is, because we have to have a balanced budget, is, you know, what happens on the expense side. And starting with the budget that was presented on May 20th, the first thing is we have to, since now we know we're going to have the parking lot expenses, and three quarters of those are falling in fiscal year 15. The first item in there is to actually budget for those for 2015. And we're just going to pay for those out of the admin and finance budget, but that means increasing it by $5,625. Because it's not only the, you know, on the revenue side, we saw the business contribution, but we also have the town's contribution. So that's a difference between the two numbers.
So the difference between the two numbers is the $4,125 and $5,625 is the town contribution.
Yes, it's the $1,500 that.
Right.
Up to 2,000, yeah, 1,500 goes into the fiscal year. Then the fire department also did some kind of reallocation of some of their personnel and how the costs are allocated out, and that's caused the next two things. It actually has the fire department budget going up by a little over $1,100, but the lifeguard budget coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Then, kind of the net of all these changes, we needed to also reduce some additional expenses. And what I reduced was the actual transfer to the Beach Protection Fund. So that's kind of a, in a way, kind of a discretionary thing to do. We were transferring $110,000 from the general fund. Now it's budgeted at, or my recommendation is to transfer $103,000. Instead of 110.
Okay.
And then because the budget's changed, the contingency had to change a little bit because there's state regulations that can only be 5% of the appropriations in the budget. So that's the other $125 reduction in the contingency. So again, that nets out a reduction from what I previously presented of $1,986, and it keeps the general fund in balance. Are there any questions?
No. So, the net change to the contingency that you, I mean, the money that we sent to the contingency was what between the last time and this time? You actually added quite a bit to that, didn't you?
Is well, that the contingency, the most it can be is 5% of the appropriations,
right.
And we were exactly at 5% before, and we still are now. It's just that the by reducing some of the expenses, you know, the and
okay.
that 5% of the reduction, you know, ends up being about $125. So.
Got it. Okay.
Then on the beach protection side, it's kind of what we just talked about. We were at 110. On the revenue side, it's reducing the transfer from the general fund. And then what I'll call the expenditures, it's not really expenditures, but increasing the reserves will also decrease by $7,000. So that the revised budget for next year would be increasing the beach protection fund by $103,000, which is still up from what we did this year. This year we transferred $96,000. Any questions on that? And then this just kind of shows where we were, you know, kind of just what we did, but summarized. So it's really only two funds affected, and the net effect of the total reduction is $8,986 for across all the funds. The two big driving forces here were the parking lot expenditures and then also the loss of the privilege license revenue. And we will be refunding some privilege license revenue that we've already collected. So we have to pay back about, I think it's around $1,200 so far that we've collected. We'll have to issue refunds for it.
Okay.
That's all I had. So this is what will actually be included, I guess, for approval for council, is this what the revised budget?
Very good.
Thank you.
Anybody have anything to say? Okay. Oh.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Nancy?
I think you need to actually vote on it.
No, you can't vote in public hearing.
Okay. Oh, okay, so not even to present it at June 17th, nothing has to be.
Well, what is our direction to the finance officer?
I move we accept the budget.
You can't do that until
this
the public council
meeting.
You've
already presented it, but that it be presented, the proposed budget, and advertised for the public hearing. The next step of the process is on June 17th. We have the public hearing and we adopt the revised budget.
I just asked what we had to say to him. Anybody have anything to say?
No, I think he has done an excellent job, and if he would just move ahead with presenting us with the final recommended budget at our council meeting this month.
Well, hopefully nothing else changes between now.
There you go.
I think the finance department, Arlen, I think the finance department did a good job. The department heads did a good job gathering the information. It was all well presented. It's very understandable. Thank you. I can fully support what you did here.
There you go. Thank you, Arlen. Do I have somebody you want to say? I mean, you want to have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion. We adjourn.
Do I have a second?
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
All right.